And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batsman. I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Monday the 23rd of February. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas, strong conviction tips and short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose.
Welcome back to the show, and it's a great privilege because when I started the CEO interviewing last summer, James Parsons, the CEO of Sound Oil, who I have with me, was my first victim, and we've never looked back. And he today is joined by another victim, who is Luca Mederu, who is the managing director of Sound Oil in Italy. So he's the man on the ground, masses of experience and so on, and we'll talk to him about bits and pieces. James, why don't you give us a little bit of an overview of what's been going on since you last came on here, and for one or two people who might not have known much about Sound then.
Sure.
A bit of an overview just to begin with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for those viewers who haven't met Sound Oil before, we're an onshore Italian gas company, listed on AIM, roughly £50 million market cap. And our strategy here is very much to build up and deliver on the Italian portfolio and then broaden out around the Mediterranean gas. We were here last summer. And that was really a chance to introduce the company, and we wanted to come back now. It's a very busy period for us, and introduce Luca, our managing director in Italy, and let him talk in a little bit more detail about what's going on in Nevesa, where we're live at the moment, and also in Badile, which is approaching rapidly. So a good opportunity for us. You know, just summarizing our portfolio, three groupings: production, covering cost base in Italy, some really exciting appraisal assets, which are existing discoveries that Eni largely has drilled up in, you know, a couple of decades ago. We're going back to those, so very low risk, but individually pretty material. And then thirdly, some high upside exploration potential, particularly Badile, really something to, you know, provide upside exposure for our shareholders.
Right, that's great news, and that's a very useful, just a quick thumbnail sketch.
Yep.
We're going to take advantage of having Luca here today. Because you know, I've talked in my blog and written work a lot about the business in general, but the real nut of this moment is, in my view, two or three possible things. First of all, it's Nevesa, which you just had the permission on, and then Badile, which we'll talk about. So, Luca, if I could ask you to begin with, just to give us a rundown of what Nevesa is, where we are in timescale, and how you see it going forward from here.
Yes, of course. Well, first of all, we are very pleased that the concession has passed the environmental impact application just a few days ago. And now we are looking forward to start all the process of building the plant to put in production the well that was drilled in 2013. A first important milestone, which will bring significant cash flow into the company by the year end. And secondarily, but even more exciting in terms of timing, will be the spudding of the second well that will occur just in a few weeks' time. We have started the pad surface land preparation. I can see the well be ready to spud very beginning of April, if everything goes well with the rig availability. The well is very well designed and simple, with just a minor deviation. We know very well the pressure behavior of the various reservoirs, thanks to the fact that a well was already drilled in the same southern structure by Eni in the 90s. And this brings us a lot of confidence on the way we want to develop the well for the future production. So three major intervals will be ready for completion based on this understanding, plus an important exploration target in the upper section.
Now, that sounds excellent, because you've got, I mean, interestingly, you know, one of the good points about Sound, I've always thought, is that already with the gas that you're producing and selling, you're covering your overheads.
Yeah.
This will mean that Nevesa itself will, all being well, the appraisal of the position will mean you start to get cash coming on stream quite quickly. And you've got a bit of upside as well from one or two of the other areas where you might be able to do that. So that's very strong for Sound for the second half going onwards. And yet again, it's another reason why, you know, you've got cash, you've got supportive shareholders, and that should be a plus to your revenues.
Yeah,
and gas prices in Italy are pretty reasonable. I mean, you know, what have we seen? 5% off the top.
That sort of thing. Yes, so it's not, exactly.
It's not.
Yeah, 5-6 exactly.
So let's unless there's anything else you want to talk about in the base, sir.
Well, we can just final comment the fact that with this additional exploration target, we may free the room for a third development well that will totally enhance the deliverability of the field and the expected resources that we have evaluated.
And Nevesa, you know, at the end of this year, by the end of this year, will position us as a significant generator of free cash flow. First well on stream, €2 million free cash flow corporately. That's a lot of money in our game, with a second well that we're drilling now about to come on stream at that point. And that's going to be hopefully better. So, you know, first well, we're expecting roughly 1.8 million scuffs a day. That's what, €4 million, €5 million of annualized revenue. The second one should be better than that. So if you start adding those up and potentially a third well, that's pretty material.
And that's really good because, I mean, you know, coming back to my valuation of the company, I mean, I've always said, and I've always been probably amongst this sort of more positive or bullish stand. I mean, I feel that, you know, the company is worth, you know, as much as 30p a share just on the production you've got at the moment in the Vesa. And then lots of upside for Badile, which is sort of my way of making sure that we now talk about Badile. Badile, I think, is very exciting indeed. It's the big thing with the lots of upside. So why don't you give us a decent run-through of where we are on Badile and the excitement?
We have been a little bit silent on Badile in the last few months, exactly because we were waiting the result of the ongoing environmental impact application process, which started December 13. Now, we know that the committee is going to close and give us a technical feedback in just a few weeks' time. It's very important time coming. And as usual, we are very optimistic because we have done, I think, a good job in preparing a well that is technically extremely well-designed. And we are confident to have a positive feedback. The prospect is lies into the carbonate of the deep Po Valley plain in Italy. It represents probably today one of the biggest exploration targets in Italy, maybe also in continental Europe. We're talking about an analogous of the old Malossa field, which means gas, with high deliverability. A single well may flow in the range of 18 million scf per day. And if the prospect deserves half of the glass, as you're exactly showing there, of the total capacity, we may foresee a total room of converting this well plus three additional wells, which will deliver four times what I was reporting before. And this is going to be a massive production and fully brings into a commercial the full amount of resources, prospective resources that we are forecasting. Overall, can be in the range of 180 BCF in the base case only. So massive deliverability.
And let me translate that into some numbers as well. So, you know, these are CPR numbers, but that's about €500 million of NPV. 10%
exactly.
With an upside case of 1.7 billion. So, whichever way you spin it, a massive opportunity, significant share price upside.
Yeah, and before we go back to the technical side of it, it's worth saying that there's a sort of farm out possible here because it is such a big lump for this company.
I mean, our sequencing here is secure the permitting, priority one. And then probably farm out the asset so that, you know, that helps fund it, it helps de-risk it, it makes sense for our shareholders. But we want to keep, and the balance here is, you know, retaining enough upside whilst also getting the thing funded. So we're looking to keep sort of 30 to 40% minimum. Yeah. That's our sort of objective in terms of the farm out. And we think this is an asset that will be, you know, very interesting. And that's proved to be the case in terms of the work we've been doing on the farm out so far, particularly for IOCs. You know, it's that sort of big boy type well. Yeah.
Very, very, very sensible. Anything more to add on the technical front for Badile? Because
I think
it is an exciting prospect.
Yeah, it is important to mention the fact that, yes, we are closer to Milan, but we have been able to spot the last free industrial spot within a sensitive environmental area. The land is big enough to host the well and potentially all the facilities for the future development, which is a very important action that the company has taken in order to purchase the land itself. The design of the well has been compliant with the latest best technology as far as the drilling and as far as the environmental sensibility concern. I mean, the rig will be electrical fitted, and a number of technology like the continuous pressure monitoring on the beach will reduce to the minimum any risk of blowout or any unforeseeable event. So I think we are suited in the best way for a bright future.
And if you are successful, I have been on the site, so I know that the gas pipeline is only at the end of the road.
Exactly.
So you're not very far away from that, which is good news. I'd just like to turn to James for a couple of bits and pieces first, then we'll do a couple of other things. But I hear you're doing a New York roadshow for to see potential investors in New York. This is a
yeah, absolutely. Well, we do a lot of institutional marketing, really preparing the company for that transition from pure retail towards an institutional register. New York is part of that. We've had a lot of inbound interest on the back of, you know, really a theme around European gas exposure in a weak oil market. And so responding to that, we've offered to get out there and do a couple of days roadshow, very busy, a lot of meetings there. And we expect to generate a lot of interest in the story at a perfect time for European gas. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Sounds good. The pink shirt, blue suit, sort of, you're on their way.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. And sparing your blushes a bit, I hear that you're actually up for a couple of awards. I hear that you're in for the UK 2014 Stock Exchange Awards and the 2015 European CEO Awards. So, you know, a lot of people are watching the company. And
yeah, I think it's good. These are good marketing opportunities for the company. You know, in terms of share price, we've had a good last 12 months, of course. But the key thing here is to come back to the sort of principle of what we're doing. Yeah. We're looking to, you know, discover hydrocarbons, to do that in an environmentally sensitive and friendly manner. We're looking to commercialize the gas we find and turn it into cash flows and provide sort of share price upside for our shareholders. That's what we're here about. All the rest, the spin, you know, fundamentally this is a serious team doing a serious bit of business.
And Luca, you've got one or two things like Santa Maria Goretti and I guess Laura, which Laura. We talked about. Quick word on one or two of those things?
Yes, of course.
Just, Nevesa and Vedile.
We've already applied for the Santa Maria Goretti drilling, and I had just at the beginning of this week the first public meeting to explain to all the stakeholders the detail of the drilling project. So looking forward for a quick approval. And we are finalizing all the work for Laura, which is again another extremely important asset, low risk, being already discovered. So these two are definitely complementary to our strategy of building a very sound milestone for our growth.
And I remember looking at some sort of drawings of Lara, which is sort of technically it's an offshore, but you're drilling it from onshore.
Exactly.
And then long horizontal to the offshore, which means you don't have to be an offshore there.
Exactly.
Is not on the edge of the technology. It's only 4.6 kilometers away. But due to the fact that the reservoir is relatively shallow, 1,300 meters, it is technically complex. This is why we have taken all the time to do a proper design and the risk, the drilling, in the best possible way. Now we are totally confident about the drilling feasibility and ready to start it immediately when the project is going to be approved.
Well, it sounds very interesting. We've got a minute or so, James. Wouldn't it be a good idea if you gave us a sort of roundup, an idea of, you know, any other plans? You know, mentioned growth, you know, growth outside Italy. You know, where do you see Sound carrying on from here?
Yeah, the team and I have been building Sound Oil now for a couple of years. We're very well positioned. We've got cash in the bank. We've got a gas portfolio in a weak oil market. We've got a work program that's pretty busy, and there's a lot of news flow sort of which will be generated by that really throughout the rest of this year and beyond. And we think we've got a sort of balanced portfolio with some production, as I said, underpinning the stock, some existing discoveries, quite low risk, but individually material, and then some really high upside and yeah. you know, the rewards that come with that as exposure. So, you know, that's where we are today. Where are we heading? We see ourselves as sort of a Mediterranean European gas player. We are looking to make counter-cyclical investments because we think there's money to be made there for our shareholders. And given that we're in a position of relative strength in comparison to the rest of the sector, we think, frankly, there's a lot of opportunity out there at the moment. And we are, you know, there's no secret that we're active on a couple of deals. We're always active on a couple of deals. You know, we were trying to talk earlier to Antrim Energy to see if there was a deal to do there. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, as you would expect and hope. And we look forward to, you know, informing investors about what's to come. But, you know, fundamentally, we're a European Mediterranean. We're more gas than oil. Yeah. And looking forward to building on our capability in Milan.
Yeah, and but you wouldn't rule out seeing a bit of oil in one or two of these places in one.
If the price is right. I mean, some of the oil assets out there are so cheap at the moment. It's not a crazy proposition.
Before you go, I must ask you. I mean, I've heard that... that Sound are going to be one of the first ever companies to have webcam on site.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So you're putting a webcam on Nevesa, so maybe the shareholders and the viewers of the website can have a look.
Is that what you're doing? Well, we start from the philosophy that this business belongs to the shareholders, right? So to enable shareholders remotely to peer over the fence. Is we think just good business, and you know, so what we're doing, and actually we're up and running already, but next week we'll make it live for investors, is enable them, you know, through a web link to get onto site, to have a look around, to get a sense for what the progress is like. Mm-hmm. With that, we can do all sorts of things. We can accelerate it and show it over a longer time frame, you know, so there's lots of sort of marketing that's generated by that. But fundamentally, it's about letting the shareholders have access to their business.
Well, that sounds good, and I haven't heard this happening before, so it'll be another first for Sound Oil. That's all for the finance show for the moment. I'd like to thank Luca and James
for coming today, taking the time.
I very much look forward to the next occasion where either I'm talking about the oil market or interviewing somebody else. In the meantime, after this, the rugby show is up next on the sports section, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.